Federal regulators have given final approval to continued operations at the nuclear reactor just across the Massachusetts border in Vernon, Vermont. But the fight over the Vermont Yankee plant may not be over. Vermont is the only state that requires legislative approval for the relicensing of nuclear plants. Last year, the Vermont Senate voted against reissuing a new license for Vermont Yankee, whose current license expires next year. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Governor Pete Shumlin, who opposes the plant. But first, we spoke with State Representative Michael Hebert about his support for the Vermont Yankee plant.
Well, it's located in my hometown, and I fully understand the benefits and all the positive factors it can bring to a community. And I know most of the folks that work at the plant, and I know they wouldn't put their families at risk.
What do you think the impact on Vermont would be if the plant shuts down?
Economically, it would be devastating, because we're looking at, just for Windham County, it's $100 million a year in lost revenue. There's 600 jobs at the plant that would be impacted, and then the studies have indicated that there's another 500 to 600 jobs in Windham County and also parts of New Hampshire and Massachusetts that would be negatively impacted. One of the other issues is that it could increase our electric rates by 30%, which is significant because we have some employers like IBM up here that have indicated that if we go up 30% on electric rates, they're going to strongly consider leaving the state, and they employ 6,500 people up in the Essex area of Vermont.
But what about the safety concerns? Because there have been some. As recently as January, the plant was found to be leaking a bit of radioactive material into a monitoring well. Supposedly that wasn't going to affect human health, but it was still happening. What about those safety concerns?
We don't discard or disregard the safety factors. That's always the first concern, and if for some reason the NRC or the Public Service Board or some scientific body found the plant to be unsafe, that there would be no excuse for keeping it open.
But you feel confident that it is safe based on the information you have?
Yes, I do. I have six grandchildren. Four of them are presently in that elementary school. And my grandson, actually, his classroom where he sits is about 400 yards from the reactor. So if I had any concern whatsoever, I would be the first to be on the bandwagon to get it shut down.
The nuclear crisis that's happening right now in Japan was triggered by a double natural disaster, one that would be extremely rare to happen here. But things that are extremely rare obviously still happen sometimes. How do you factor in that slight risk of a similar natural disaster here having that kind of impact on Vermont Yankee?
I think Japan is a very, very big learning lesson. I would be a little more concerned if Vermont Yankee were sitting on the coast of Connecticut or Massachusetts, because it's quite obvious now that you can have that earthquake followed up by a tsunami, and I think the tsunami is what really created the most difficulty and the greatest challenges.
Representative, even though the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has approved a license extension for Vermont Yankee, the state still has a say, and the state could still say, no, we will not give that extension. You filed a bill that would take the state legislature out of the equation. Why do you think state lawmakers shouldn't have a say in this?
As I sit on the floor of the House, I look around. I don't see a lot of nuclear engineers or nuclear physicists sitting in that room. What I see is a lot of people with political viewpoints, myself included. And I think the people that can make that determination are the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and the Vermont Public Service Board, not the politicians of the state.
State Representative Hebert, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too. Michael Hebert is a state representative in Vermont. We now turn to a fierce opponent of Vermont Yankee, Governor Peter Shumlin. He spoke with us earlier today about why he believes the plant should be shut down.
We agreed when we brought the plant here 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, that it would be shut down on schedule in 2012. That's what it was engineered to run for. We also understood at the time that there would be no nuclear waste left here, that there would be no nuclear waste that would leak from the plant, which has happened, and that it would be decommissioned and returned to a green field. So far, all of those promises have been broken.
And if shutting down the plant means losing several hundred jobs in Vermont, maybe losing some corporate employers because of higher energy costs, you're willing to accept those consequences?
No, I'm not, and none of that is true. First of all, there's no reason for any employer to leave Vermont because energy will be shut down in 2012, since they haven't even offered us a power deal that's affordable. This is what's true. Entergy Louisiana bought the plant, and when they bought it, they promised that they would comply by Vermont law. Right now, we have a great power deal with them. Second, and most important, Entergy Louisiana swore under oath that there were no underground pipes at that plant carrying nuclear isotopes. A year later, they started to leak. They've leaked tritium and other nuclear substances into the ground. So now we have a plume of nuclear waste under the plant. In addition, in terms of jobs, they promised when they bought the plant that they would decommission it on schedule. If that were true, we would drop from about 600 jobs to roughly 300 in the five-year period that the plant has to cool off, and then they would spend over $1 billion over 10 years in Windham County decommissioning the plant, which is lots and lots of jobs. So we wouldn't really hit a job cliff for 15 to 16 years.
Whatever impact ultimately may be, you think it will be manageable?
Absolutely. The impact actually will be negligible. Here's the important point. If Japan teaches us anything, you would think that it would teach us that running aging nuclear power plants beyond their designed life, running nuclear power plants that were engineered in the 20th century for the 21st century, is a policy of irrational exuberance. It defies engineering, it defies logic, and it's destined to end in disaster. I don't want that disaster to happen in Vermont.
State Representative Hebert, who we heard from earlier, is sponsoring a bill that would revoke the legislature's involvement in the permitting process for nuclear plants. He says that nuclear licensing should be decided by science, not by politics, and he thinks having the legislature decide it is politics. Do you think this issue is too political to have lawmakers weighing in on?
Absolutely not. It only makes logical sense that if we're going to extend the life of the plant beyond 2012, that the legislature has to make a similar determination.
Governor, you've been working to shut down Vermont Yankee, but now that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has approved relicensing the plant for another 20 years, what are your options?
Well, actually, that was no surprise. The good news is that the chair of the NRC has reiterated in their action that they believe that Vermont has full authority to determine our own destiny in terms of reliability, and that they will not stand in the way of Vermont making our own decisions.
So in terms of procedure, what can you do now?
Well, in terms of procedure, really, Vermont has acted. The legislature has voted. They voted that it's not in the best interest of to run the plant beyond its designed life, and we'll be closing it down in March of 2012.
Do you think it's actually going to do that, or is this about to become a long and expensive legal battle for the state of Vermont with Entergy?
I've heard rumors that they're going to go to court. It's going to be a pretty tough case for them should they choose to do that. Obviously, it's a tough argument to a judge to say, hey, Your Honor, we changed our mind. Even though we agreed to comply with Vermont laws, now we would like you to please let us not comply with law.
Governor Shumlin, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Shumlin is the governor of Vermont. A spokesman for Entergy would not comment on whether the company is considering legal options, but said in a statement that the company wants a, quote, constructive resolution to its issues with the state.